Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to GQ Palace Radio with the Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love things. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. Baby, baby.
Hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad. Palace Radio. Love fantasy. It's Buddy Baby.
The Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, then the middle like morning to the EA. All of my exes mad cause they was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Spotlight stuck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no Supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no way in the future, all the same. So I bet you wishing that you had me back. And knew my friend now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the cash is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what it's about. What you hollering about? Money talk, keep quiet. Baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running now. Checking in, that's in the band. Coming out live.
How are you?
Oh, good, I'm good, I'm good.
Good, 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 good. I was like, oh my God, I'm late.
I was about to start it up.
Go ahead, girl. Start it up. Go ahead.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to another episode of Love Fantasy with GQ Paris here. I am your host, Ray Queen. And with me tonight, I have Sister Storm. Are you in the building?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. How are you?
All right, all right. I'm good. Ms. Mo Better is somewhere in the community, in the streets or somewhere. If all is well, she will be joining us soon. How was your week, Ms. Diva? How has your week been going?
It's been okay. It's been okay. I had to take a quick trip east real quick, and then I'll be doing the rest of the show from in the car. But
okay.
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right. Work was good. I like to complain, but today I'm not going to.
Right,
no,
right.
I'm not going to complain today. I'm just going to smile and say it's a blessing to be among the land of the living.
You already know. Yes, yes. I just woke up from a little nap myself. I said,
nice.
Alarm is going off. Did I miss the show? But
not
again. Great. I know, right? Ooh.
I'm not again. It's just us tonight. So not again. Not again, sister.
That's
so, yes,
all
so
right.
Just real quick, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Diva Squad here Wednesday night. The number to call is 516-418-5479. You're welcome to call in anytime. Show starts at 8 p.m. It's from 8 to 9 every Wednesday. We will have our Friday show going on soon. So definitely stay tuned for that as well. For those of you who are not familiar with GQ Palace, we are a grown show. We do believe in supporting one another and supporting you while you're trying to fulfill your hopes and dreams that you may have. GQ Palace is definitely here to help you with that, help you promote, you know, be a listening ear. Here on our Wednesday nights, we do grown and sexy topics. We do a little bit of politics, not that much, you know. That's Miss No Better Thing. But we definitely chime in from time to time. trying to make it work for that. But yes, welcome, welcome. So you took your nap today. So did you work today? You were off today? Tell me, how's everything been?
Oh no, I work. I worked this morning. I did. I worked at two sites today. And when I got off this evening, I then went to see a man about a horse. And then,
okay.
I'm just, listen, I don't even know what the saying means. I have no clue what the saying means, but I was talking to a friend a long time ago, several years ago. And I'm like, where are you going? She said, girl, I'm going to see a man about a horse. Whatever that meant, but I picked up the saying.
A man about a
horse. So anyway, yeah. I got off and saw a man about a horse, and then came on home and ate a little bit and been lazy. I think I still might take a swim after the show. Yeah. What about you? How has your day been? How has your
week
been?
It's been good,
you
know.
So
work like a runaway slave no matter where I go, what job I go to. Work extremely hard, you know. Mind overload from time to time. You know, trying to make it work, you know. July is called the Get Money Month. So the girl Storm is on a mission, get money this month. That's what it is. Let's get it. So
get money.
Yeah. Come August, I want to relax a little bit, you know. Come September, I want to be able to, you know, take a little trip, you know, maybe put the family in the car, get mom out the house, you know, a little something.
Nice.
You know, she
that's
don't go nowhere,
up.
So, you know, which money don't really go nowhere, so, you know.
Okay, so
you know?
Now it's
take a trip or something. It's time to take a trip. Ray don't go nowhere.
She sure don't. So we got to go somewhere.
Yeah, like this summer. Like, let's do something. Let's go somewhere. Let's do something. You know, I don't know. Just want to do something a little different. Get caught up with some bills, get ahead a little bit. You know, the, you know, how life goes. You know, just want to try to get ahead a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know how that
being
is.
Being obedient. Lord. Trying my hardest to be obedient, you know.
Mm-hmm. I hear that, Diva. Okay. All right, all right.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes.
So let's just give a quick rest in peace to Miss Mo Better's, I don't even know the political correct way to say it. Her baby daddy? Hey, I don't
mm-hmm.
know. Her
mm-hmm.
baby daddy.
Yeah.
Her baby daddy. He passed away.
Yeah.
Her baby father. That's not educated. Her baby father. He passed away. So rest in peace to him. Jason Jones, I believe it is. He goes by a different name too, but I don't really know that one. But
mm-hmm.
yeah, rest in peace to him. Miss My Battle with Destiny praying with you, praying for you, you know, your son as well. You know, yeah, so definitely, you know, Jessica, praying for you, you know, your family. You know, really, really just praying for those loved ones that he's touched, you know.
Yes.
When people live their life from time to time, they touch, you know, different people in different ways. And, you know, definitely want to, you know, take a minute and just say, you know what, rest in peace to you, brother, you know. And
amen.
You
amen.
Know, that's it. So
yes.
With that being said, I did get, I was talking to one of my friends and we were talking about a conversation that was on Facebook the other day about
mm-hmm.
submissive women.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with that, you know. And the lady is pretty much explaining how, like, you know, she's very submissive to her man. She's very catering to her man. Like, she will make sure that his bath water is ran, his, you know, his bath shoes are by the door, his lunch is packed, his clothes is folded, she do the laundry, she do all of that, you know, cook the dinner, like, she don't have to do any of that stuff, you know, and me and my smart mouth, I'm like, 1980 is a long time ago, you know, like, that was back in the day, they don't have that like that anymore, unless you got your old school woman. For old school men. But other than that, this is called, you run my bath water one day, I might run yours another day, you know? You might be able to fold my clothes, I might fold yours too, you know?
Yeah.
That's just a girl storm speaking. That's just in my head what I think. I don't really know.
Scratch my back, I'll scratch yours.
Right. Like, we work together as a team. That's what that is. But
okay,
as far as
question.
Catering to the man, because the man is the man and the man of the household, I don't know about
question.
That. Y'all going to have to, you know, whoever's listening, hold on, right? Whoever listening,
mm-hmm.
definitely press that button. You got to press the one button to be able to go on the air. The number to call, once again, is 516-418-5479. Okay, go ahead, Ray. Are you submissive?
To who? I'm single. What? Everybody knows that Ray Queen is single. So until someone comes along and shows me that they are worthy of my blessing them, you know, of me blessing them with my grace, then I'm only being submissive to me and God. Yeah, okay. Question. Is the friend that you were speaking to, is her man or husband or king or whatever, is he like paying all the bills? Is he working hard? Does she get to stay home and just take care of the home and be the homemaker?
No. Let me tell you about her. So they both got full-time jobs. And she has three kids now. And she still finds time to cook dinner every night, to
mm-hmm.
run the bath water, lay the clothes out for him, pack the lunch, you know. And I said, well, does he
mm-hmm.
ever return, like, what you're doing? And she was like, no, he doesn't have to. I said, oh, girl, they better clone you for a lot of men.
It works. It's,
they better clone her. Because
what? Is he... Hold on. Wait a minute. Is he appreciative? Does he, you know, say thanks? Does he shower her with love and hugs and kisses and respect and chivalry and all of that stuff?
Well, I mean, I've been around them. I mean, I don't see him, like, dropping rose petals by the door, you know, giving a walkway from the bedroom to the bathroom or through the house. I don't see any of that, you know. They've been together a long time, three kids. So, you know, I'm sure he does love her. But as far as, like, doing the same thing she does for him, I don't think so, you know. And I'm sure he appreciates it. But my thing is, I'd be tired. Like, that's like, that's like 1950, 1980, honey. After working 60 hours a week, you want somebody to come home and run your bath water? Like, I barely run my own, you know? Like, listen.
Word.
I'm in the shower falling asleep. I'm in the bathtub. Like, come on.
It can be done. I totally understand where she is coming from. You know, the saying, let a man be a man. In my experience, I've not met a man who deserves for me to be doing all that. Now, if one comes by and sweeps me off my feet and, you know, lays the pipe right and all that good stuff, I will go above and beyond. I'll do whatever it takes, but I'm not bending over backwards if it's not reciprocated. I'm not.
I hear that.
But whatever works. Who knows? Who knows? I don't know. I would like for my bath to be run when I get home to my future husband. Just so that you know, I'm going to be the greatest wife you've ever had. I'm ready for you. But I like for my feet to be run. I like for my bath water to be ran. I like massages. But it goes both ways. You're good to me, I'm good to you, I'm good to you, you're good to me. Let's treat each other like kings and queens, the king and queen that we are, you know?
See, I agree with that, but I'm going to play devil's advocate real quick. Sorry, just bear with me because I'm heading to the car. But devil's advocate is, okay, when you live your life and you get caught up with life and work and kids and running around, you know, I feel like sometimes that gets neglected. You know what I'm saying? That, like, time together, that time, you know, I feel like it gets neglected, and it takes two strong people to be able to put aside what that subtle time and stuff like that. Some people say, like, oh, you have to make time, you know?
I agree.
And I get it, but I'm going to be honest with you. In the course of a day, Rich Money will tell you, I work hard. Like, I run, you know, I definitely understand what people say, but I also understand of the everyday life. I feel like once you get to that point in your life where you're comfortable and things are better and both people don't have to hustle hard. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. We hustle hard. You know, like, my house, we hustle hard. Both parents, we have to hustle hard, you know. Your household, you hustle hard. So when you think about it, as you're doing all this hustling, you're trying to maintain, sometimes you get lost in what needs to be done as far as that one-on-one time, you know. So, like, the date nights and stuff like that is very important. You know, but for me, I'm just saying, it's hard. When life is grand, when life is wonderful, you know, and things are up and up, then life, you get to enjoy the fruits of the labor. It's just for right now, I feel like while there is breath in me and I get rest from time to time, There's different things that I feel like God positioned for you, as well as different things that you want for yourself. And I think that at the same time, you have to push yourself, you know, to accomplish all these things, and then work on yourself, and then work on the relationship, and then figure out what's going on, you know. But as far as submissive, I told this lady, she's crazy. You're making it look bad for all of us women out there. Like, can you imagine? You come home, your bath water is ran before my water, you know? You got candles, you got rose petals. What was that? What? You know, like, I don't know. I just feel like all that is done. Somebody got jokes. But I feel like all that is done, you know, for your man before it's done for you, and you done cooked. I'm sorry?
I didn't say anything.
Hello? Oh, okay. Yeah, you done cooked and cleaned and you did all that stuff, and now you got to sit there and you tired, you sweating, you got bunions on your feet and sweat rolling down your arms and sweat coming from your boobs, and now you got to sit there and wait for your husband to take a bath before you? Like, that's how that goes? Somebody should have told me. Somebody should have told me that. Like,
word, like I said, in my experience, again, I would carry a relationship in my past different than I would be able to carry it now, because my two children are, you know, they're adults now, and they don't depend on me the way they used to. So I don't, you know, the hustle that I do now is for myself. Stella getting her groove back. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready.
It's about damn time.
Yes. Where you at, baby? Where's my teacher husband? Are you on the line? If you are listening, teacher husband, Ray Queen says, press number one. Shout me out. All right, I ain't going that far, but anyway. My hustle right now, is to get myself where I need to be now, so that I can be in love, so that I can get the foot rubs and the bath water and those petals and, you know, the pipe and all that stuff laid right.
I hear that. But you don't have to wait, though. Your Prince Charming could be right there. You have to be growing together.
Absolutely. So my doors are open. My heart is open. But trust. Like I've said before on other shows.
My pockets are not.
absolutely. Yes. Hopefully, Zaddy, you got some, your pockets run a little deep. And
we'll see.
But the application, you have to fill out an application. I have to make checks here and there and make sure
you
fit the criteria.
Oh my God. So you know what?
Yes.
Let me take this minute real quick. Now, do you really want to do an application this time of around? Like, do you really want an application?
I mean, I'm joking. I joke about it.
But
definitely,
you joke about it.
I joke about it. But
Pump up the volume. I do a lot.
But I'm very picky. I've been single and celibate for a long time now. So Ray Queen is definitely picky. So, just so that you know, future husband, And you gotta make sure you got some big shoes, because my expectations are like size...
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Yes, Yes.
You are now about to witness the strength of street knowledge. Knowledge.
Yes, baby. So,
if you're listening, just be careful with someone's expectations, though. You know, be careful with someone's expectations.
Girl,
make sure they're realistic.
Mm-hmm.
They're realistic, and it's good enough for a human to achieve.
Yeah. That's a whole thing. That's a whole
thing. Right.
But I'm ready to love. She's ready to love. But I don't know about that, that whole me running bath water and this and that and that and this and, yeah, no. Like I said, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours, baby. Let's do this together. We're a team. That part. And it's too hot. These gravity is taking place with these with the twins. So it's too hot to be acting like a slave to the husband unless the husband is, you know, acting like a slave for me. But that's my opinion.
What happened? Well, so do you want the flowers just because you want your bathwater ran too? You want your door open when you go to the car, you get in the car?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Looking for something like that? Or do you think that shivery aspect of it is gone?
I want all that. I do want it. Do I require it? No. But in return, I think that when I meet that right person, I have confidence in my higher power that I'm gonna be blessed with a great man. I'm not looking for, although I'm picky, I'm not going to overlook, the good qualities that a man has to offer, a good man. Because there's a difference between a male and a man, Yeah. But I love all that stuff. Flowers, cards. I love all that stuff.
Well, that's nice. See, I think that I'm one of those people that I'm a little different.
Yeah.
I like flowers. Can you hear me okay? So I am driving. I'm so sorry.
Absolutely. I can tell you're in the car. However, I can hear you clearly.
Okay, perfect. Okay. My mom kicked me out. Because, when we do the show at the house, the TV
uh-huh.
has to be down so that you don't hear the feedback. So I told
yes.
her, I said, Mom, I'm only going to be here for a little bit because I got to just fix the phone and stuff, for you. So as I'm doing that, I'm like, oh, shoot, it's 8 o'clock. Got to start the show. So I'm like, Mom, you got to turn that TV down, right? So I'm like, oh, my breath was on. You got to go. I done rushed all the way out here. For you to turn around and tell me I got to go because wrestling is on and I don't want the volume up because it's going to interfere with my show? This shit is show. All right, love you. Thank you. Come on, Josh. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
So I think I'm a little different. I don't know if there are a lot of females like me or not. So I'm a little
mm-hmm.
weird. I'm a Capricorn, but I'm weird.
Right.
I don't really
okay.
care too much for the, this probably going to come out wrong. I'm trying to look for the correct wording for it.
Uh-huh.
In some relationships, there's people who celebrate every single piece of anniversary, the moment we met,
uh-huh.
the moment we started dating, the moment we got engaged, the moment we our first
uh-huh.
kiss, when we first went out on our first date. I don't do any of that. I feel like, honestly, it's just not me,
Sometimes, uh-huh.
I don't even remember my name. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could tell me something, and I'd be like, what? Tell me something from last week, I'd be like, what? And now you want me to remember all these dates? Come on. I get Destiny and Naija's birthdays mixed up every time. I have to fill out something.
Oh my god.
Like,
oh my
birthdays,
god.
I'm terrible on birthdays. I know Rich Money is like, I don't know what I got myself into because I'm different like that. I'm just very like, my mind goes a mile a minute 24/7. Like, you know,
okay.
There's one thing he can tell you is I'm definitely a hustler. You know, so I'm always trying to figure out what this and that and this and that, you know. So I'm definitely, you know,
right.
A hustler in that aspect, but I'm not really a girly girl, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'm just one of those, like, plain things, it is what it is. But don't make me mad.
Right.
I'm one of those, you know, like, don't make me upset. You know.
Okay.
But I don't really have to celebrate, like, Valentine's Day. I don't need flowers, candy, all this stuff, you know what I'm saying? I don't need any of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
You give me flowers just because, and if you give me your wrong flowers, it's going to die anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
But I do like, you know, I like flowers and stuff, you know. Is that weird? No,
it's not weird. That's not weird.
Yeah,
to each his own. Everyone is an individual, and we all have our different likes. I have a question for you. Are you, well, we've known each other. For those who do not know, Dons and Divas, Storm and Ray Queen, we have known each other most of our lives, like since we could remember, like preschool, like that long ago. But I'm asking the question so that the public knows, you know, the you Dons and Divas who are listening. No. Are you a Lord knows you clean up well. When you step out, when you get dressed up,
yeah,
you,
all right. You know,
get
yeah.
You get right. You and Rich Money.
Right.
What? Are you the lingerie type? High heels and lingerie and, you know, or are you just a big T-shirt? Let's, you know.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
Rich Money don't dress me. I'm going to leave first.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I was a lot smaller. I was definitely a lot more confident. And, like, my appearance and the things about me, you know.
Right.
Back then, yes. But I believe that I probably put on about maybe 20 pounds more, where I used to love stiletto heels. I think we had this conversation the other day. I used to love stiletto heels. Give me a lingerie and a stiletto heel. Or give me a nice dress with a stiletto heel. Like, I could always be caught with heels. My mom would tell you, oh, she get on that dance floor, she do that wobble thing with them high heels on.
Ah!
Girl, right about now, she will tell anybody, oh, yeah, Beanie. Beanie can't do that. Like, the cool might break. You know, so I'm definitely working on, yeah, I'm definitely working on me. I do have lingerie, but me being a big girl, I'll be the first person to tell you. That shit might swallow my bird. Like, my role might swallow that shit up real quick.
Totally understood.
So, yes. Okay. Don't judge me, Rich Money, but I'm just saying, yes, at the same time, I'm not there yet. I'm working on me, and Rich Money knows I'm working on me. I'm working on getting myself, you know, where I'm happy, where I need. You know,
right.
And then that, you know, that brown sugar, you know, little chocolate thunder will come out, you know, because right now I'm just like big chocolate thunder, like about to break my heels. Excuse my language, but yeah, I'm not there right now, you know.
Right.
But I'm working on it, though. I'm working on it, you know.
That's
I feel like
up.
In relationships and marriages and stuff, guys tend to, grow together, so to speak, and as you're growing together, go through different phases, whether it's you or your mate, or and different things that you're not really comfortable with, you know.
Right, understood.
Changer, so to speak. I feel like after 11 years, Rich Money knows what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not a
right.
He knows exactly what it is, and I'm definitely working on me. No. But the lingerie doesn't take from the good, the same. The good good
right,
good right. But I'm sure he, you know, was probably doing that, like, sexy dress or a sexy piece of lingerie, you know, that you feel confident and comfortable in. Like, when you walk in the room, you're like, dang, you know. But, like, you put on the lingerie and you're like, your belly bows is holding it in different spots and you got to keep pulling it over and stuff like that. Yeah. So I'm working on me. But when I get back to where I need to be and where I want to be, Rich Money's going to be a happy gambler.
Right, right, right.
Okay.
Right now, Rich Money could run my bathwater, though.
Yes. All right, people, we have our first Don on the show. Frank, are you there, Frank?
Yeah.
Hi, Frank. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello, Frank.
Oh man, something on my mic. Can you hear me? I'll call back.
Okay, I can hear you, Frank.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi, how are you? Gosh. Welcome to the show.
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Good. Yeah.
So did you hear the conversation?
Yeah, but I have something to add. I have a couple of questions. I've been taking a class on how to pick up, and one of the tenets are, women can't govern, they should obey men, they should cook, and I agree with that 100%. What's your take on that?
Okay. You are entitled to your own opinion. Women should obey men. A lot of people would agree with you. Some would disagree, of course. So there, Frank?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Okay. Are you the type of man that would, are you the go-getter, like the breadwinner? You take care of the outside, working, making the money, and the wife, your mate takes care of the, you know, the household type things, the meals
not really.
Your best?
The school I'm in is saying that your manliness alone, regardless of money, or like influence is enough to subjugate the woman.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Okay. To each his own.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Bear with me. Say that again. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Manliness alone is enough to subjugate the woman, regardless of money made or provisions made.
Right. Okay. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion. Are you an old school, from the old school, or
no.
Are you, you know, excuse
I'm
me?
I'm from the new school.
You're from the new school, so you're young.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Are you in a relationship?
No, not currently, no. I'm still in the middle of class.
Okay. All right. Well...
okay.
Yeah, I don't.
So
I don't.
A little bit
I don't.
I'm so sorry. But
Frank was saying that he's the type of male that thinks that a woman should be submissive to her man.
Regardless
Am I right?
of wage,
Frank?
Regardless of providership.
Mm-hmm. Regardless of providership.
Oh, regardless of
whether he's
okay. So you're in the era of the man is the head of the house, the breadwinner, regardless of the financial demand.
Not the breadwinner, just the man.
Male.
I understand.
I get it. You're in front. Why you think you're on the app? What was that answer? I'm sorry.
I can't hear you
well. No, I said, sure. I believe she asked you if you were single.
And correct.
You said yes.
Correct.
So I said, right.
Correct.
So I was asking, and what was your reason?
Well, I haven't finished the class. I'm trying to change my way. I'm trying to get real advice from, you know, real credible sources, and they were saying, I'm doing it wrong, I'm going to do it this way.
Okay.
All right. Well, we only go by opinions, you know, our own opinions on the show here. However, we are pretty much from the 40 and up club. those of us who, you know,
oh,
know. I won't disagree, but I totally understand and where you're coming from. I definitely do, and this is Ray Queen speaking. I understand exactly where you're coming from. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I'm gonna call back another time. I have to run.
Awesome. You're more than welcome to call back. We have the show every single week. Thank you for calling in and joining in on the conversation.
Right. I'm so sorry for you. I'm trying to run on.
That's okay.
I missed so much of what you said, but I was trying to chime in a little bit. I hear about this and stuff, and I don't know. Is anybody in school?
That I don't know. I don't know if he's in school. I couldn't understand everything that he was saying, but he's definitely
Huh? Telling he was like in the bathroom, like away. Like,
it did.
Like, you know,
like,
you know.
It did.
Yeah.
Yeah. It did.
So his name is Frank, right?
Yes.
Frank. Okay. Yeah. So
yes,
definitely Frank. Thanks for calling us. Yeah, I was trying to understand why he was single, but, you know, and a part of me kind of feels like this generation right here, you know, some women are submissive only to a certain extent. You know,
mm-hmm.
to a certain extent they are submissive, but they're not going to always be submissive, you know, like it's to a certain extent, and that is what it is. You're not going to get a new generation right now that's going to be understand what that whole submissive thing is about. Because back in the day, mm-hmm. in 1950s and 1960s, stuff like that, those women were really submissive, you know. And I'm sure people are going to disagree when I say it, but back in the day, when those women were really submissive to their mates, I feel like a lot of them, you know, and I'm just going by experience from what I've heard and what I've seen, a lot of them who were home being submissive to their husbands ended up with other wives, you know, and other things. Because they had wives or girlfriends on the side. So it's a lot, I feel, to the whole, like, being submissive to your mate. A woman doesn't want to be submissive to her husband or her wife, because, you know, nowadays it's, you know, whatever goes. Well, they don't want to be submissive 110%, and then next thing you know, you'll turn around and get with someone else who's really not submissive, who's really just vibrant. And I feel like people have to take that into consideration also, because back in the day, a lot of those women were submissive, and their husbands went out and cheating on other people, and not because they wasn't submissive, but because that's what they wanted to do. So this generation
Absolutely.
Right here, in this era, a lot of people are not going to be so submissive like that. Well, you're going to have to earn your stripes, buddy. You're going to have to earn this. This ain't something that's going to be given that you could just from this
word.
Like,
right.
I hear what you're saying, Frank, and you heard he said, people say he's not doing it right. He's right, but your approach could be wrong. And then you're going to have to
mm-hmm.
look for a different type of woman. So the average woman right now, 20, 30, 40 years old, submissive what? What is that? It's what they're
right.
going to ask you.
Right.
You know, women back in the day.
Yeah, like you said, women back in the day, they didn't leave the house. They didn't have to work like today's woman, you know? Women stayed in the house.
And they maintained the house. Right.
Absolutely.
They closed.
Now.
They took care of the kids. They pop off this, do that, do this, do that. Nowadays, it's just this generation, no. These families, both people are working, you know, they're school,
yep.
they're sports, you know, there's a lot of different things that have to be done, especially coming
mm-hmm.
live with a pandemic. Family, the mix of what? Honey, let's go make this money. It's going to be about you. Whoever comes
Word.
Home first, then it's on you.
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Like, no, we're not just, you know, or... you know, if the wife can do 2 meals at a time, you know, 2 meals at a time, enough for a couple of days or something like that, yeah. But I feel like now in this generation, don't put so much stress, in, you know, on the woman to be submissive to you 24/7. Because what about their life? What about them? While some right. people, like people, like even like the girl I was talking to, while you're trying to be submissive to your man, what about yourself? You're losing yourself in this whole thing.
Absolutely.
You know, like
absolutely.
When do you put you first? You know, are you
yeah.
okay? Like, if he asks you, babe, tonight, can I run your bath water first? You know, or babe, tonight, I'll cook dinner. You know, what happened to that? Like. Absolutely.
Right.
Why are you talking about this is how you like it? Okay, well, how do you like it? How about that? You have a voice. You birth your kids. You know, how do you like it? You know, what's your voice? What do you want to do for yourself? You know, now that the baby's over, now what? So, yeah, right. I, you know, right. To all the people that, you know, that is very submissive to their spouses. But, you know, the girl showing Miss Rich Money, I love you and all, but you know what it is. Like, you've been, our job is to get stuff done. Yeah, after we get stuff done, then we get to enjoy ourselves and enjoy the, you know, labor that came with us working extremely hard.
Absolutely.
Run your bath water.
Absolutely.
Run your own bath water and massage your feet, you know, and what about massaging her feet? So, what about massage and tell that? So when you're being submissive, you don't get that? Only the man gets that? I mean, help me understand for those people who are really submissive. You know, help me understand. You know,
right.
I know the things I've seen from back in the day, those things are a little different. And if that's what being submissive
right.
is about, these people that I've seen that was submissive and that husband ended up with wives,
other kids, you know, and side and stuff like that. If that's submissive, honey, a whole other family, right, a whole nother family living two lives and stuff. Yeah, we don't want that. I don't want that. Mm-mm, sorry. Let's talk about it. Let's talk every day. Let's stay in communication. Let's keep the spark lit. Let's keep, you know, let's have that date night once a week or every other week or whatever. Don't let the flame burn out. Keep that candle going.
Right, now. Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I agree with that.
Yep.
You know. And, you know, I have other, like one of my other friends, like she said the other day, there was, but one of my friends said the other day, she was like, people are dying left and right. She was like, so I'll be damned if I say no to a weekend getaway. Or, you know, like,
right.
I'll be damned to say no to going out with my friends for the weekend. But I'll be damned if I do that because I want to be able to say I did, you know. And I don't want to say,
right.
oh, I didn't go because I only got a little bit of money. No, I want to be able to say I've lived, go, have fun, you know, and figure everything out later, you know. But I want to be able to go and have fun. And I get it. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, I get it. It's just, you know, everybody is different because to me, I don't feel right going out, having fun, having drinks, dancing in my underwear and stuff when I got an ass amount of bills and I got stuff to pay. I don't feel right,
right.
you know, going out to the club,
right.
dropping $100 when I got, I could put $100 on my light bill. You know, like, it, things are
mm-hmm.
different. You know, it's different
right.
things
right.
for different people. You know, and I get it, you know. And I get it, but everyone is at different, you know, different positions in their life. And everyone, you know, the one thing like, I admire from, you know, some of my friends is that they're definitely like, you know what, regardless of what I have going on, I'm still going to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
they're like that. And a part of me sometimes wishes that I was like that. But the other part
right.
of me says, girl, you better go make that money and shut up. You know,
word.
You know, that's what I mean, right, wrong, or indifferent. That's what I say. You know, I'm like, well, damn, I can't get off tonight. You know, I try to get
mm-hmm.
together, but I guess it's better if I'm off. You know, like if I'm off,
right.
then I can get together. We can have a good time. You know, but for the most part, this is just March. Get money month. Let's get it. Money.
Word. Word. I know a lot of
look
like
at that.
My, I only. Yep, 8:49.
Go ahead. I was gonna say,
like I only have one day off a week, and I like to spend my day just relaxing. I literally don't want to get out of bed on my one day off, but I'm like, oh, I'm missing out on so much. I'm missing out on the sunshine. I'm missing out on doing my laundry. I'm missing out on doing this. I'm missing out on doing that. You know, like darned if I do, darned if I don't. You know. But anyway,
I
yeah,
believe
time
that
is
one day you can relax a little bit, you know?
Yeah, yep, yep. I need a man, though. Need to see a man about a horse.
Yes, yes.
Time is of the essence, and we've come to the portion of our show where we go around the circle and we give our final thoughts on tonight's show. I know Frank has hung up already. Frank, we'd like to thank you for calling in. And for those of you who are listening, we're on every week. I know I'm grateful for the show. So grateful for GQ Palace. Big up to our CEO and our executive, all of our listeners, my sister Divas, Miss Storm, and Miss Mo. Rich Money is butter, baby. I'm passing on the mic. I love you, Sister Diva.
So definitely, ditto everything she just said. It was a wonderful show. I do apologize for being, you know, on the road. I know it sounds terrible for the feedback. I get it, but, you know, we told you got to go answer. And then she kicked me out, so, yeah, I have to go. but with that being said, I look forward to hanging out with you guys next week. Same time, same place. And just shout out real quick before I forget, shout out to Star for having baby. So, Mariah, she welcomes her to the world. And then shout out to Lynn Donna home. She had given birth to the baby with the Nick and the Nick for a little something. So she graduated, the baby's home now. So shout out for her.
All right.
Good. All right. Just, you know, shout out to
yeah,
beautiful women. We already said what rest in peace. So that is baby father. So I'm just trying to, as I'm talking, I'm trying to remember anything else that I forgot. I think so. So look forward to hanging out to you guys next Wednesday, same time, same place, and keep an ear out for GQ Palace. Love and Entertainment with Rich Money Storm coming back on Friday night. So if you would like to tell us to step in to help you promote your event, come to your event, definitely reach out to us. You know, we're here. We're trying to take it to another level. And we look forward to people supporting us as well as we support you. Have a blessed day week, and God bless you guys.
All right. Yes.
Room and house, and I to our world. Not as long as you prove me, baby. Oh, come on. Make me feel good inside. Come on. It to me, mama. Oh, I like it like that, baby. Groom me, baby. Hey! Groom me, darling. Come on, come on. I need you to rock it to me, mama. Come on and on. Groom me, baby. Hey! Good God. It makes me feel so good. Come on, come on.